Americans critical of government response in state with a rise of COVID-19. Why are they critical? Well, they're impatient Americans, right? They're impatient Americans. But let's get through this. Mark Blumenthal. New coronavirus cases have increased dramatically in a cluster of mostly southern, of course, he's going to leave out California, right? States, and the death toll is starting to rise across the Sun Belt. Not true. It's not true. Right? And then he links to the New York Times. That's absolutely, of course, that phrase, starting to rise, if you go from 10 deaths today to 11, you could say, oh, we increased by one, or you could say it's starting to rise. You see how the language is used there? Starting to rise, quote unquote, is more ominous. There's a death toll starting to rise. We went from 10 to 11. What are you talking about? So who's taking the heat, as he says? State and local government, it seems. Well, they should, because we live in a federalist system, you idiot. According to tracking surveys conducted by Yahoo News and YouGov, people living in states where coronavirus cases are surging tend to be more critical of state government handling than Americans elsewhere. You would think there's some kind of deep philosophical reason why, but it's very simple. It's because state governments are being played, especially Republican ones, by the way. State governments, Republican governments, are being played by the legacy media, who are throwing out, oh, 17,000 cases. Oh, these many deaths. Oh, look at the refrigerated trucks. Negative coverage, negative coverage, negative coverage. When if you looked at the statistics, Texas has got a lot of cases, supposedly. But we're not in any problem. We're not in a bad spot. We're not at any point... being threatened to have capacity overrun. But let's get back into what Mark's saying here. The differing levels of awareness help fuel very different perceptions of how various states have been handling it. Specifically, rating of how your state has handled COVID-19 so thus far is now much lower in states with a recent surge in coronavirus. 36% excellent or good. Higher in states with medium levels of recent surge, 46, and lowest, 59%. Well, obviously, because the ones with the lowest levels, northeastern states, are not getting pounded with coverage. There's also no political agenda there. Right? Governor Greg Abbott dances to the tune of the Texas Tribune. Whatever they say, he responds to. And the Texas Tribune is a rag of a magazine, by the way. But you have political agendas, southern states, mostly Republican. You have the manipulation of the narrative, cases versus deaths. No, just a rise in cases. And so why are people getting upset? Well, maybe they're not asking this second question. Why are you upset? They're just saying, oh, well, they're upset with their response of the government. That response could be, like in Texas, hey, don't do a damn thing. Keep the state open. Don't put mask mandates on. Don't force people to go out of work. In California, which Mark here seems to just kind of not even talk about, because it's all southern states, he highlights Texas, Florida, Arizona, Alabama, Georgia, Idaho, Kansas, Mississippi, Nevada, and South Carolina. You know who he doesn't highlight? Doesn't highlight the biggest landmass in the continental U.S. who has just shut down their state. And you have citizens, most citizens in that state going, what? What are you doing? Don't do that. Don't shut down the state. And I think when I look at this data, you know why there's another reason that there's a level of dissatisfaction is because we watched as our states were doing pretty well. We were doing very well. And then we had this event. And then we had this thing happen where the governor and the state and local officials, didn't do anything while thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people gathered. And then we were told after, oh, it's because 10 people went to a bar at a time. That's when it became political, and that's when it became the dissatisfaction in the response, because it's not being handled evenly. It seems like the governors, even of Republican states, are targeting the wrong people. I said it before, Governor Greg Abbott wants to be Billy Badass and tell everybody to wear a mask and I might shut down the state again. Where were you, Governor Abbott, when you had protests in Houston, Fort Worth, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, El Paso? Every major city, thousands of people crammed in close together. Didn't say a word there. Now you're taking action. That's why you're seeing dissatisfaction. Because you're seeing feckless governors who are dancing to the tune of the legacy media and not applying their standards evenly. The bar owner has to shut down. The protester can vandalize, loot, and destroy. And get released. And get released after. But the cops are going to come around and give you a citation if you're not wearing a mask. So that's what we're seeing. So they go through all this, in the high recent surge states, residents never increased their view of state government handling. Those ratings have declined more by 15 percentage points since March. Well, that's because we're seeing this, at least in Texas, uneven handling of this entire situation. It's not being applied evenly. And also, people want results. We're told 15 days to slow the spread. 155 days later, still trying to stop it. Wear a mask. It's going to stop the spread. California's been doing it since May and it hasn't stopped. Well, shut up and wear your mask anyway. There's no direction. There's no leadership. There's nobody saying besides Trump when Trump's saying, I'm not shutting down the country again. Nope. Governor Abbott's like, I'll lock down the country. I'll lock down the state. I'll make you wear a mask. I won't lock down the state up. He's all over the place because whatever the legacy media says, he dances to it. That's where the dissatisfaction comes from. And it's reflected in this poll.